Hi, welcome to another episode of Megan Law. Nice to have you here and thank you for watching, thank you for sharing, and thank you for engaging. We have quite an exciting episode because Meg is in Egypt and she's gone to visit the energy of a Venus line in Egypt. And so we'd like to talk a little bit about this. And so this episode is going to be in a few installments. Over a period while Meg is there, and then some highlights, reflections. So it's like it's kind of becoming a little show at very low production. So we do apologize for the poor quality.
I just realized it's a Friday, so that's Venus energy. That's like perfect. So yeah, I am in Egypt right now. Hi. And I am on my Venus line. So we thought we would like have a little chat about what Venus energy is like and how to spot that in your own chart, where to look and things. And yeah, we're doing it in stages. So I've only just arrived. And you know, hopefully we can chat a little bit later about how the trip has gone and how the feeling of Venus energy has changed or evolved or grown as the trip has gone on.
And what is Venus for you in your chart? Because I have other clients who have mentioned to me before in the past, and we've spoken about Venus, and they've been like, you know, I'm looking for a partner or wanting to find love. And people often will want to go to their Venus line when they know a little bit more about astrology and astrogeography. So could you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so my Venus is in Capricorn, and it's conjunct my midheaven in my 10th house. So it's quite a prominent spot in my chart. Venus energy is the like how you show your love. It's not necessarily how your partner, like it's how you show your love, but not necessarily what you need from a partner. But Venus energy, you know, obviously going to a Venus line, if you're feeling beautiful, if you're feeling comfortable, if you're feeling confident, you know, all of the Venus sort of energy can kind of like embody you. And then that, you know, may help you attract a partner. Other things to look out for in terms of like looking for love. I'm just thinking about people that are like now going to look at Venus and go like, that's where I need to find love. You know, other places to look is like DC lines. So those are relationship lines. And obviously it's very key to understand what your Venus energy is in terms of like what you're looking for in a partner, but also what you want from a partner in return. So my Venus is in Capricorn, which doesn't sound very... you know, it's not like a Venus in Libra or anything. Like it's not like attracted to beauty. I'm actually attracted to responsibility and
hard work as well
and goal setting. And you know, I think, I mean, that's sort of relevant in the fact that I've attracted a partner who's an Aries man and has like a lot of ambition and drive. So that's like attractive to me. I have been on this particular Venus line before. Because obviously the way that astrocartography works, they like it runs in lines, and this Venus line actually cuts through a bit of South Africa. So I've been to the one just in KZN in a little town called Mkuzi. So it's like sort of northern KwaZulu-Natal, and it goes all the way up. So it goes right through Egypt, and then it goes even further up into sort of Eastern Europe. So it's interesting for me because I've kind of been considering and remembering back to what it was like when I went, you know, the last time to that Venus line. Venus MC line. So you think of your career and you think of the work that you show up and like how you're, you know, passionate about the work that you do, obviously linking it back to the characteristics of the sign that your Venus is in. And I think for me, like this is a particularly important line for me because Venus is on my midheaven. It's like, it's in that placement, like in my chart. Also, what's happening in the sky, Pluto in Capricorn, it's sitting literally next to on top of my Venus. So there's a lot of transformation and growth and rebirth that's currently happening for me, all to do with the career that I'm in and what I want to do and all of that. So I'm really excited and I'm coming to experience this line at such a like pivotal time in my sort of transitioning with my work and my career and everything. Other things that you could probably experience on a Venus line, so it's not always to do with work, but it could be how you see yourself, like what you value, like material or beauty or like peace, harmony, like being, like just think of all the qualities about Venus. That could be about yourself, like self-love. It could be a great place to go for a retreat or rejuvenation or rest. You can find love. You know, I have had a few clients that have gone to their Venus DC line in the most unusual places and have like found love. Good place to renew your vows or go on honeymoon or be with a loved one. Like if you're in a relationship, going to a Venus line is extra lovey. And it's, yeah, the last time I was on this particular line was like the first trip Rob and I ever took away, like, you know, it looks sort of romantically and everything. And so it was like such a beautiful trip for both of us. And what other things? Oh, home and family, like, you know, beauty and connection to your home, like having, you know, living on a Venus line could mean that you're really focused on like aesthetics and having beautiful art in your, you know, in your home and just the interior design and setting it up beautifully. And but it's all to do what you see and value, not necessarily what, yeah, but other people, you know, other people might walk in and be like, this is like, okay, but you're like, it's beautiful. Isn't it gorgeous? And just like, I think if you started like loving everything, it just kind of becomes a little bit contagious. So other people feel that in you.
I just want to say that I can, like, it's the kind of energy for those listening and watching that the projectors need to embody, because a projector energy is quite a tricky energy. And I, as a projector, so it's like, you know, Ra would always say, do what you love, you know, be love. And like, you know, projectors go out there and just feel that. And just, if you're loving what you're doing, everyone's loving what you're doing. So it's, I always want to say, like, where's my Venus? I need to move to my Venus line. You know, I need to embody that, because it feels so projector-like what you're expressing.
Hey, and like, it is like, obviously in my chart with my Venus, like, is it, I mean, it moves around. Hey, so it's not in everyone's, like, it wouldn't be in everyone's, mine's in my third eye, right?
Yes. In your Ajna. Yeah, it would, it depends based on the chart. It can be in different places and then it would have different qualities and properties, which we can talk about kind of as we progress through the show. But yeah, it's, what I'm feeling is that when you're talking about it, you know, as you expressing it, I'm really feeling that it's an energy that projectors need to tap into where they are, because already an unseen energy then gets a chance to feel and express love and then be seen through love, which is actually one of the greatest routes to, I would say, to transcending oneself.
Yeah. I think what I like about Venus energy is it's like, yeah, because it's not focusing on the other. It's focusing on you. It's focusing on self. And Venus would be, you know, like self-love and loving yourself first actually attracts the best partner. Like if you're not loving yourself, like how can you, like how can you go out and find a partner if you don't love yourself? So yeah, I think Venus energy is something that people like look for, you know, like, oh, where am I going to meet someone? Mm. But it's like, where am I going to meet me to feel my best me?
So that me can be seen by the other.
Exactly. And so that's what I think Venus brings up. And maybe that's because it's the Capricorn in me and it's on my midheaven and all of that. But yeah. What was I going to say? The other thing that's quite interesting, and we can talk about whether we I don't know if this is, if it's relevant, but I'm traveling with a friend and she's going to be traveling to her, this is her Mars line, and her Mars is in Cancer and it's the exact same degree as my opposing my Venus. So that's kind of an interesting combination of like yin and yang energy, you know, like there's a bit of a balance. So I don't know if you want to talk about more about that.
Well, why don't we see how it progresses, and then let's let the show do its thing. So we're not really going to edit it or cut it. We're just going to, it's kind of, this is how it is, and who knows what's going to happen next.
Yeah. We're going to cut this all out.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll pause there for one of our non-commercial breaks, and we'll see how the show unfolds. So while Meg is out and about enjoying the sights, I just wanted to take a moment to encourage you to pause and go and look up your human design chart and also pull your astrogeography chart. So you'll be able to find your human design chart at jovianarchive.com. So that's J-O-V-I-A-N. Archive, archive.com. And if you pull your human design chart, you'll be able to, when you've got that information, look at where Venus is positioned in your chart, look at where the planets are positioned. You'll be able to tell with the gates. And we do have a video on YouTube of this specific podcast. And there is actually a video there, which is a little bit different to this audio recording, where it shows you how to make sense of that. You will also see that in the links, there's options where you can also pull your astrogeography chart. So that's quite important too. Enjoy, and let's see what Meg has been up to now that she's had a bit of time out. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little tutorial and you've pulled your chart and you're ready to find out some more. Meg is back from Egypt. So we were actually hoping to chat while she was in Egypt, but her schedule was so full and she was having amazing time. She was having beautiful food, incredible adventures. And so we just have to make do with a little recapitulation of her experience. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about the astrology and the human design around Venus. Meg, over to you.
Yeah, it's so weird how the energy changes. Now that I'm back in Ireland, I feel like I have my voice back because I'm very close to my Mercury and Sun crossing, but that Saturn aspect is helping ground me. So I feel a lot more centered and ready to talk. But yeah, it was a lovely trip. I had an amazing experience. I highly recommend going to Cairo or going to Egypt. Luxor was by far my most favorite little city. And yeah, definitely worth going and visiting and exploring. So looking back at what I talked about, because I think when I first arrived, I was just in this beautiful buzz of holiday vibes. And now I feel like a little bit more serious. But yeah, just looking back on what we talked about in the first part of this series, I think, Venus definitely is about love, but also about, you know, love for yourself. And it's also about worth and value and what we put out into society. Finances and things like that. So for me, I think the experience was really profound in that I've been to a Venus land before with somebody else. And now this was my second time going to the exact same land, but with a different person. So I've had a slightly different experience. So that's actually a really good reminder for somebody that if you've been to a particular land with a friend and you don't want to go back again because it was an awful experience or it was a great experience, you know, either which way, going with different people affects the experience as well. Going by yourself, you know, maybe that's the next test, as I go to the same land, but like on my own and actually experience it that way, because I have had two different experiences on the same land. We talked a lot from an astrology point of view, what Venus means and everything, but can you share what it means from like a human design point of view?
Sure. So from human design, what we see Venus is in charge of is our moral stance. And it's basically the moral dilemma of what's wrong and right and what disturbs you. It's the activations of Venus in your design. So just referring, when I'm saying design now, I'm not saying your human design. I'm actually saying on your chart, you have your personality and your design. So, you know, look at your design, like where are the activations there? Because those are the places that Venus will disturb you. They will challenge your moral stance. And if you look at the gate that it's activated, you'll look at what you're working with in your life, where your personality, that's the place where, you know, you're conscious of it, right? So you're acting with clarity. And if you don't act with clarity, it won't act with clarity back to you. So, you know, while it's the goddess of love and beauty and all of this amazing stuff that Venus is, it's also a great warning around it. It's saying, you know, if you don't act right, it won't act right to you. And there's morality associated with Venus.
I just have to say that my Venus in Capricorn appreciates that because of the responsibility.
It could be your Saturn line that appreciates it because I can see Saturn nodding.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yes, I'm all for that. Like the heavy responsibility, the burden, the you know, all of that. That definitely showed up. And I think what's so great about this life experience that we get to enjoy and live is that, you know, different experiences of the same thing with different people has like been so like eye-opening and just, you know, seeing that like what I value and what I love is different to what you value and what you love. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Venus and me, but I think the next episode needs to be you coming to Ireland because you'll be coming to your Venus line and then we can see how that fits.
And I'll be all like, you know, rose tinted glasses. I have arrived. My projector aspect is just shining like the sun and I'm just going to stay here forever. I'm going to live in a tent in your garden. Yes, exactly. I can just see that part of it. And your Saturn's going to be like,
Yeah, exactly.
But just talking about Saturn, actually, because, you know, it's come up again. And although we've done that episode on Saturn, I think these conversations are always evolving. And with Saturn in human design, you know, in your design, it's about the vulnerability, actually. It's about what you have to deal with and the consequence of the action. What's interesting with Saturn is that only over time it allows you to see your progress. So, you know, if you do good and you've done a great job and you've worked hard and, you know, you don't pay the price, Saturn doesn't come and say, oh man, you did such a good job. Well done. Here's a little sticker. It just says, okay, well, we're not going to hit you. Yeah. We're not going to beat you and your life won't be miserable. So you don't really get the pat on the back. The pat on the back is that you're not paying the price. Yeah. So when you understand that, you know, you all you can do is live comfortably with Saturn, you can live as yourself, you don't get caught in your conditioning. You know, Saturn can be the thorn in your side, but it can also be the one that, you know, allows you to kind of find your purpose as well. So being on your Saturn line for you is you're in a much more exalted place, actually, in your design and your personality from a human design perspective than being necessarily in your Venus. So, you know, we think I'm going to go to my Venus line, I'm going to find the love of my life, I'm going to find that purpose. And it's actually not, it actually challenges you in a Saturnian way, which is not what you expect, you know, as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that like going back to Saturn is, you know, that self-discipline, it gets rewarded, you know, the discipline and the control and everything. And also I have heard Saturn being talked about like fear or the fear of that control, that like that you're being, you know, controlled by somebody else. But if you take ownership and responsibility of your life and your life purpose, then you're in true like alignment with what Saturn wants. It just wants you to acknowledge, you know, the hard work and acknowledge, you know, the sort of path that you're on. It's so interesting you say that about Venus, because I think my Venus being in Capricorn, being sort of outward focused, very focused on sort of public and responsibility and that sort of thing, how it shows up in my human design being that open root, I felt pressure. I remember messaging you going, I'm feeling so much pressure. Like I'm feeling a lot of pressure to sort of be responsible and, you know, you know, all of that sort of the weight of it. And you were like, yeah, you're going to feel that because it's your open root. And like remembering to ground myself was like such a key thing for me on that Venus line. And everyone thinks of the positives of being on that line, but there were some negatives for me.
You weren't used to feeling that in the open center. And that's the thing with the open centers is that we become conditioned. So, you know, you traveled with a friend and there was that that conditioning in a sense, and not that there's that person intends it, like we are just energy centers, but you were feeling a conditioning, you were feeling a pressure, you were feeling that energy space of not just the friend you traveled with, but the area, the territory, expecting this like morality, this Venus aspect of you to show up. And you were like, I'm not used to this and I don't know how to deal with this pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think it did help going with somebody that was very, she's very in tune with her own body. So she was going through some stuff too. And we were having these great conversations of her experience was different to my experience and just kind of respecting that both experiences are valid. Like, I think that's the other thing is that like, you can't just blame it on, oh, well, it's your negative energy that's affecting mine, you know,
experience. Actually no such thing as a negative energy. It's just the experience of the individual receiving that energy. They experience it as negative because it's foreign. And so we don't have other words to put on it. So we say it's negative, but it's just uncomfortable. It's something that it's bringing up inside of us that's touching into those centers or activating in our charts.
Yeah, definitely. So it was a really great trip, eye-opening and necessary. I think I needed to experience it because the perception was just always, I'm going to have a great time because I had this beautiful experience. And I did have a great time, but there was like some uncomfortable, sticky moments as well.
I think it was a great adventure and it was really good because this episode has really allowed us to reflect on those aspects and open that up more. We hope that you guys will keep watching, that you'll stay tuned, that you'll subscribe and follow the links, and just thank you for being there. That's all we can say, because without your support, then we would just be making videos for nothing.
I think also it's like, hopefully with these episodes, people are asking more questions, because it's not actually about providing answers. It's actually finding out the question you want to ask. You know, it's more questions, more answers.
And we're complex beings as well, you know, humans are complex beings. And to understand ourselves via various typologies is where we gain that more holistic understanding of self.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying tuned and thank you for watching. And we're going to
love and leave you.
Bye. We still need to stay tuned.